Hello, I'm Matt Gervais, the assistant site editor for SearchDomino.com, and I'd like to welcome you to the SearchDomino.com tipcast entitled Basic Security Considerations for a Domino WebSphere System, as written by Sue Hildreth. Sue is a freelance writer specializing in enterprise software technology trends. She has followed the computer industry since 1986, when she began writing new product news for Connors Business Information's Business Computer Systems magazine. She has also served as the executive editor for eBizQ, an online publication covering e-business integration trends, and was an editor for Computer Publishing Group's two publications, Web Server Online Magazine and Server Workstation Expert. Sue can be reached at sue.hildreth@comcast.net. Now on to our tipcast, Basic Security Considerations for a Domino WebSphere System. Lotus Domino and WebSphere Portal are a perfect combination for creating collaborative e-business environments. But, as with any collaborative application or portal that enables access to corporate data over the internet, security becomes a serious concern. There are many guidelines for creating a more secure WebSphere Domino system, which are available in documentation on the IBM website. The most recent IBM Redbook on the topic, WebSphere Portal Collaboration Security Handbook, offers advice on implementing three major security requirements specifically for a WebSphere Portal server connecting to Lotus Team Workplace and Lotus Instant Messaging and Web Conferencing. The first major security requirement for a WebSphere Domino system that we're going to tackle is traffic encryption. To prevent sensitive data from being intercepted as it travels over the wire, traffic must be encrypted. Secure Sockets Layer, or SSL for short, has become the most common method for creating an encrypted connection between client and server, and for authenticating both the server and client machines. There are three communication protocols between the WebSphere Portal collaborative services and back-end Lotus Domino servers that need to be configured for SSL: HTTP, DIIOP, and LDAP. Both Domino and WebSphere Portal must be configured for Secure Sockets Layer. The next major security requirement for a WebSphere Domino system that we're going to talk about is user authentication. Obviously, you want to know that only authorized people are accessing your systems. Standard authentication methods include user ID and password, SSL certificates exchange between client and server, and a user's listing in a corporate directory using LDAP, the industry standard for internet and intranet-based directories. SSL in Domino products can be implemented via signed certificates from a certificate authority such as VeriSign. To enable SSL in WebSphere Portal, you have to configure SSL for the IBM HTTP server as well as the WebSphere application server plugin for the web server, and finally, the WebSphere Portal. SSL also must be enabled for the LDAP connections in WebSphere. There are additional authentication mechanisms that WebSphere uses. The lightweight third-party authentication token, for example, enables secure communication between Portal and Lotus collaborative applications. When a user logs on to the Portal to access a Lotus application, the LDAP directory server creates a lightweight third-party authentication token that resides on the user's web browser as a session cookie that can be passed to and read by multiple back-end Domino servers. WebSphere also has additional authentication tools, including the Credential Vault for use by portlets that need to access back-end systems. The Credential Vault provides a place for portlets to access user credentials such as password and SSL certificate after the user has logged on, providing single sign-on for the user. The final major security requirement for a WebSphere Domino system is function authorization. Not every user should have access to every resource or function. Good security requires that different user groups be granted different levels of access to corporate systems. WebSphere Application Server accomplishes this via the J2EE security mechanisms, which include security roles. Developers can create generic security roles for various departments or types of employees and provide those roles with access to the specific resources and functions they require. For instance, accounting and human resources employees may be given the ability to run a payroll query, whereas the marketing group cannot. Generic roles can then be mapped to actual users later. Another option is to use IBM's Tivoli Access Manager, which can provide front-end authentication and authorization for the web server. The Tivoli Access Manager provides additional security for the web and application servers by using a reverse proxy in the demilitarized zone outside the firewall to receive traffic from the internet and forward them to the Access Manager for authentication and authorization. That concludes our SearchDomino.com tipcast entitled Basic Security Considerations for a Domino WebSphere System. If you have any questions or comments regarding this tipcast, please feel free to send me an email at editor@searchdomino.com. Thanks for listening.